With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Retired Navy Admiral James Tavridi says President Biden is risking civilian lives in Gaza by threatening to withhold those precision JDAM missiles from Israel if it invades Rafah.
It is the weapon that Israel will need if it's going to do what it set out to do, which is to conduct using their spokesman's word, a precision counterterrorism operation.
Meanwhile, Israel has ordered new civilian evacuations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah in preparation.
These evacuation orders are for more neighborhoods in the east of the city that are identified, with people told to go to Al-Muassi, which the Israeli military has declared to be a humanitarian zone. It's on the coast a bit to the north of Rafah. There have also been more evacuation orders issued for parts of the north of the Gaza Strip, a number of neighborhoods which have previously been said to have been cleared of Hamas elements. So that shows that Israeli troops are having to go back into areas where they've previously said that they had driven out Hamas.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to apply pressure to Israel to make sure and ensure civilian lives, something Israel says it is already doing, sometimes putting its own troops in danger just to make sure that Gaza civilians are not harmed. An unusually strong solar storm hitting Earth could produce northern lights throughout the weekend.
That is a system of very complex sunspots that came together and formed a huge active region of the sun. And these are extremely active in the span of a day or a day and a half. They launched, I believe, something like 7 coronal mass ejections.
And that is Noor Raafi at John Hopkins Applied Physics Lab. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical is telling Christians how to vote.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12-week mark. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between the ages of 15 and 17 to have an abortion without parental consent. The deal will be sealed by vote in the Danish parliament. No date for that has been announced. This is SRN News. It's a no-go, at least for now, for the Biden administration's plan to reduce credit card late fees.
A federal judge in Texas has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8 that was slated to go into effect next week. The temporary injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman in the Northern District of Texas is a win for big banks and major credit card companies, which collect billions in revenue each year in late fees and were looking to stop the proposal from going into effect. It's also a win for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which led the lawsuit on behalf of the banks. Keith Peters reporting.
Hundreds of mothers of missing people, their relatives and activists, marched in protest through downtown Mexico City on Friday, a somber event to mark Mother's Day this year. The marchers, angry over what they say is their government's lack of interest in investigating the disappearances of some 100,000 missing people. More details at srnnews.com.